I think there's something magical happening down here with Arcadia, because I've been in this business, hobby slash business, since, you know, the late 80s, and I've never seen this kind of magic happening where people are coming together and really enjoying playing games. It's really like a window into the 80s. I've never seen it anywhere else. I mean, even this year, I've got games out in other places around Central Illinois. I can go and sit there all day and never see anyone touch one of them. It's remarkable. But here at Arcadia, it's like a time machine or something.
The museum opened in 2009, but now it's really starting to take off with visitors from Bloomington Normal and beyond. It's stuffed with classic arcade games and pinball machines. On a recent trip to Arcadia, a few women were showing their kids around the museum as they played some 1990s-era pinball.
All kinds of people come to the museum, but it's, I would say, primarily it is people my age, which is, you know, 40s, who are raising their family, and they want to show their kids what real games are like. You know, now these kids have their smartphones with their little apps, but we grew up with a completely different thinking on what an arcade game was. And it is fun to watch these families come in, because I get new families every weekend down here, and it's so fun to watch them come in and see the looks on the kids' faces. There's always a family every weekend where the kids have literally never seen a real arcade game. They walk up to them and they're like baffled at, what, you put coins in these things to play a game? And then they put the coin in, and a lot of times I'll see them stare at the thing for about 15 seconds and then walk away. And I'll walk up and I figured out what it is now. They don't know how to start the game. They don't even know about start buttons. You know, it's just hilarious. The things that we take for granted that we grew up doing, this current generation of kids just has no clue.
Yates grew up in Bloomington Normal, and like a lot of guys in their 40s, he spent his youth hanging around the arcade. But he came from a conservative family who was careful with money, so he never really got to play many of the games. That itch he never scratched turned into a hobby while he was in college, when he started buying old arcade games. Yates is a programmer by trade, and he's been involved in a few internet startups that didn't pan out. He moved to McLean in 1994, finding space to store many of his arcade machines. His vintage video game hobby became a bit of an obsession. 7 years ago, the museum opened.
The arcade is really a good example of how our culture has changed so much in the last 40 years, because what teenagers used to do was go to the arcade. I mean, that is where we socialized, at least males. I don't know where the girls went, but but I'm a male, so I know where males went. We went to the arcade, and it wasn't just about playing the games. Like I said, I rarely played a game. But it was watching people play. It was talking about the games. It was talking about the girls, talking about school. But we were at the arcade. We were, you know, trying to figure out how to beat games. We were, you know, there was no internet. You couldn't just Google, hey, what's the pattern to win on Pac-Man? You had to learn it yourself, or you had to hear about it from someone.
There's no admission fee to get into Arcadia. The machines all run on quarters. And yes, they do have a coin machine where you can break a dollar.
I also didn't want to use tokens, because there's something... To me, you know, and maybe this is just my craziness or my psychology, but to me there is something different about taking an actual U.S. quarter and dropping it in a machine and starting and playing it. It feels different. The experience is different. Your mentality as you're playing is different than if you walk up to a game, you know, you go, you pay $10 at the door, everything's on free play, and you walk up and hit start. You have an investment in the game when you drop that quarter in, and you actually care about how you do. You really try, and you want to make that game last as long as possible. And that, to me, it may sound like a subtle difference, but I think it's all the difference in the world as far as what your experience is. We have the other experience right now in our homes with our Wiis and our Xboxes and PlayStations, where you just play for free all day long. If you have a bad game, you just reset it and start over, and there's no investment in the thing.
You're listening to GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Today we're visiting Arcadia, the playable arcade museum located just down the road in McLean. Arcadia draws nostalgic tourists from all over the Midwest, plus a local group of regulars.
My name is Kevin Bolton. I live in Atlanta, Illinois. I've been coming here for at least 5 years, maybe six.
So, Kevin, tell me, what do you bring with you every time you come to Arcadia? Well, I saw you lugging something into the building when you walked in.
I usually have my little plastic bag with quarters. When I come with my family, we spend $20-25 usually. When I'm by myself, I can play with less because, you know, basically giving quarters to your kids, like throwing quarters out the window sometimes on the way here. But we always have such a good time, it doesn't really matter. And I think you can go to other places, even go catch a movie with your family and spend a lot more than coming here and playing for a couple of hours, spending quarters. And I think you get more family time out of it, more social time.
What can you tell me about why you keep coming back to Arcadia? I hear that you're a regular here.
Come back here a lot. Just it's a good place to hang out with my wife and my son. We have a good time playing the same games every week. And then when he puts a new one in, John puts a new one in, we got to sit and play that one for a while too. Really enjoy watching my kid's eyes light up when he's doing well on a video game. And it is different than sitting and playing on your cell phone or playing on a Wii, because you are physically playing the machine. It's a different experience for kids. And you know, I think it's a good experience for them.
But it's not just regulars. More new faces are showing up to Arcadia too, some discovering it through a Facebook page. It's been pretty much John's only marketing up to this point. It's mostly been word of mouth.
It's funny when I look back on it how close I was just to shutting the thing down and being done with it. But I just kept opening it up on weekends. And over the last couple of years, it has actually started to take off. I've never done anything to market it. I've never advertised it. I've never promoted it in any way. But I finally created a Facebook page for it and started. People started, they were promoting it for me by sharing things and passing it on to their friends. And that's when it started to grow, about 2 years ago. And when that started, when I started seeing people actually coming here and really playing the games, and you just showering me with undeserved praise and adoration for this place, which I deflected, it motivated me to really take this thing seriously. And that's when we just, my wife and I just sat down and said, hey, maybe this is a business. Maybe this is something we could do to actually support the family.
Arcadia is growing too. Pinball Paradise recently opened in a newly renovated building just down the block. Yates has plenty of games to fill all that space.
Total number of games I've got is somewhere between 1,400 and 1,500 right now. As far as how many in Arcadia, there's about 70 in there right now, which is probably 20 more than there should be, because I've got them crammed in there as tight as I can fit them. And we're working on expanding so that we can spread them out a little bit more. Then this Pinball Paradise edition that we just added is going to house about 40 more machines upstairs and maybe 25 downstairs.
Yates also runs Hotel Arcadia, a game-themed rental that's listed on Airbnb and located just next door. He plans to expand that hotel with 3 more rooms in 2017. You can't miss Arcadia if you drive into sleepy downtown McLean. The striking neon sign hangs over the entrance, looking both out of place but also right at home in a community most people just speed past on Interstate 55. Now Arcadia is making McLean a destination.
Every week I get people telling me, oh, you should move this to Bloomington, or oh, you should open this in Chicago, or take it to New York. Or everyone has their idea of where this would work better. But the strange thing is, I think it works best here. And I've got some of my own harebrained ideas of why that is. I don't think it's hurt me a bit being in McLean. There's really nothing else here to do. So there's something, I don't know. I mean, part of the thinking is this is a destination. And people get in their car and they say, we're going to go to Arcadia. They drive. It's only 15 minutes from Bloomington. But then they feel like, okay, we're here. This is what we're doing. Whereas if I was in the middle of Bloomington Normal, there's 500 other things to do. And it would be easy just to be, oh, yeah, there's that arcade place, to keep on driving. I think there's something special about being in a unique location where there's nothing else, and when you go there, you're there to play games, you're there to experience the arcade.
The Arcadia Museum is open on Friday nights, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 9 p.m. Learn more at vintagevideogames.com. I'm Ryan Denham.